The Trump administration recently put the brakes on new air pollution rules for the steel industry. They were implemented by the Biden administration and set to take effect this summer. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports on how the rollbacks will impact communities near U.S. Steel's Pittsburgh area plants.
Kiam Ansari grew up in a town on one side of U.S. Steel's plant in Braddock, in the Mon Valley near Pittsburgh, and went to school on the other.
We used to drive by the mill every day. We'd, you know, play outside, and I'd always wheeze.
When he was 16, he had an asthma attack so bad he had to go into a medically induced coma to recuperate. Now his doctors say any asthma attack can be life-threatening for him.
Which means that they don't know if I'll survive another asthma attack.
Fighting U.S. Steel's air pollution is what got him involved in his current job, heading a local environmental advocacy group, Valley Clean Air Now. Last year, the Environmental Protection Agency, under President Joe Biden, tightened pollution rules for the steel industry. The rules were supposed to go into effect in July. According to the EPA, they would have prevented over 100 tons of hazardous pollution from being released into the Mon Valley and communities around the country. The rules mandated limits on leaks and emissions of pollutants like mercury and arsenic. They also required fence line monitoring for carcinogens like benzene around plants.
The fence line monitoring specifically that we advocated for benzene, would have only cost them around $100,000 to implement.
But the Trump administration put a two-year pause on the new rules and says it may decide to rewrite them entirely. For Ansari, the move was not surprising, but was still a blow.
I think it's just unfortunate for our American democracy because there's real lives that are affected and there's real harm that's being done.
The EPA under Trump said the Biden administration made errors in writing the original rule and that it would take into consideration new industry data. The EPA calculated the rules would have cost only about $9 million a year for the steel industry to implement. But the industry says the real number is much higher, possibly over $3 billion to implement. In a statement, U.S. Steel said following the rule would have come at exorbitant costs and claims it would have provided few environmental benefits. The regulatory rollbacks were supported by Rich Latanzi, the mayor of Clairton. He says the city of 6,000 is dependent on U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works, a hulking plant that makes coke, a key component of steelmaking.
You know, with the city of Clairton, it's about 30% of our tax base. Without that mill, I don't think the city can run.
Latanzi retired from U.S. Steel in 2021. He believes environmental regulations are threatening the continued operations at the company's plants, and he supports Trump's deregulatory approach.
We at least got a window of four years right now, if not longer, you know, that we can make some things happen. So I think big business is going to prosper. I think, you know, our economy is going to get better.
What's more, Latanzi's hopeful that U.S. Steel's new owners, Japan's Nippon Steel, which bought the company for $14 billion this year, will infuse the company with fresh capital to modernize equipment.
And I think with the environment, I think it's going to work itself out because of new technology.
The optimism is shared by Ray Watson. He lives in Clairton and is supportive of the steel industry here.
Because you know what? It gives a lot of opportunity for young people and me and the rest to have a job and have something to do here in Pittsburgh. And I hope it stays here.
Watson says he's 50-50 on whether the government should make air pollution standards more strict for steel mills. Originally from the South, he says the air around Clairton has steadily improved since he arrived years ago.
One thing about the air pollution now is a lot better than it was before. Because when it first came, you could smell it all the way around the town, but now you hardly ever smell it.
It's true that air pollution data show air quality near the plant has improved in recent years, but it still doesn't meet federal standards and ranks among the worst in the country. Dr. Deborah Gentile thinks the EPA's move to pause the new rules is misguided.
This is definitely a bad move for the people in the Mon Valley.
Gentile studied local impacts from pollution at U.S. Steel's plants in the Mon Valley. She found they contributed to higher absentee rates for students in Clairton schools. The children also had higher rates of asthma than state and national averages.
We found a prevalence of about 22.4% in these school children residing near these facilities, and that's double to triple what you should be seeing.
Dave and Cindy Meckel lived for years in Glassport, a mile from the plant, and started having problems with their breathing about 6 or 7 years ago. Finally, last year, they decided they'd had enough and moved to Evans City, about 30 miles north in Butler County.
This is the backyard. I run all the way over to the fence.
Dave Meckel walks around his one-acre spread in a blue tank top and shorts, showing off a vast lawn he spends hours every week maintaining.
You can take a deep breath, and you can smell trees. You take a deep breath in Glassport, and you smell hydrogen sulfide, you smell sulfur dioxide.
Inside their split-level home, Cindy Meckel says their decision to leave crystallized after three of their dogs died of cancer in a span of 8 years.
When our last Rottweiler was diagnosed with cancer, we just said, it's just a matter of time until it's us next, you know, that get diagnosed. So we started looking for a house in earnest in the beginning of the year, and then we started to pack in March.
The Meckels voted for Donald Trump, but they disagreed with his decision to roll back the steel industry pollution rules. Cindy Meckel called the decision extreme. She believes that the issue of air pollution should not be so polarized.
We can have both. You can breathe clean air, and U.S. Steel can make money. Does it have to, how many billions does it have to be? And how many people are worth those billions?
The Meckels have yet to sell their house in Glassport near the U.S. steel plant and are listing it with a real estate agent. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.